secret crush on Brock Purdy. It's Mal, the sports gal, on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Morning, Mal. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. All right, let's get to it.
It's time for Mal, the sports gal's top three.
All right, Mal, we want to talk to you about music this morning. Our top three this week for you is a top three musical artists everybody else likes, but you don't get. Okay, so it seems like everybody else likes them. You're just not in that camp.
Well, I want to put a disclaimer out here. These are not groups I hate or artists I hate. I may like one or two of their songs, but they've wore out their welcome. So number three, I'm going to go with Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Mr. Popular.
I love John Bon Jovi. I just think that there's some real, there's like fans that get a little crazy for nothing because they just, you know, they started out nice, like that She's a Little Runaway's cute little song.
Yeah.
That's a cute little song.
And then all the other songs, although I will say, I will sing the first line and then I turn the channel because It's like you get the shot through the heart or the living on the prayer watching people sing that in the football stadium is awesome because no one knows the words after halfway there. Yeah. I draw the line for guys that sing about how tough they are, want a dead or alive, you know, like a Calvin Klein jeans on and mousse in their hair. I'm not buying the Rebel Act.
Pal. Yeah. Yeah,
no.
The Rebel Act doesn't really work for him, especially anymore.
No.
I'm kind of with you on this one. I am. I'm in the camp of they're okay.
Yeah, I used to be a huge fan, and now I'm just sort of like, eh.
Yeah.
If they came to the arena, I'd be like, yeah, good.
You'd go.
He has big hair, and now, my God, his hair now looks kind of like mine.
All right, so Bon Jovi at number three. Who's number two?
Number two is Huey Lewis in the News.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, here's the deal. I love Huey Lewis. They're okay, and they start out, you know, like the Heart of Rock and Roll is okay, and Do You Believe in Love are okay. But when you're singing songs about, I want a new drug, and it's so stupid, or it could be square. I mean, come on. You cross the cheese line, and it's time to step back, either reinvent yourself or just go away.
You know what? Again, I'm with her because I liked Huey until Happy to Be Stuck with You.
Oh,
and that is the cheesiest, dumbest song of all time.
Fair enough.
Right up there. And
no,
I, that was it.
I would
me.
Agree.
I was
okay.
Done. I was done from that point.
I'm just laughing because so far, Mal has mentioned Bon Jovi and Huey Lewis in the News, but both times she goes, I love John Bon Jovi and I love Huey Lewis. So her problem is with the rest of the band.
Okay, there's number three and number two for the musical artists that everybody seems to love, but Mal just doesn't quite get. We'll get number one at the top of our second segment when we talk about the Iowa State and Oklahoma game. But first, let's talk about the Hawkeyes. They got Illinois at home tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you know, every game seems to be dramatic, and I'm over the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a drama person anyway, and then they're kind of making me become one.
Amen.
But Illinois, their coach, Bielema, he's out with COVID. Iowa last week, they ticked off a lot of fans with how they handled the final few minutes of the game.
Yes, I was in that south end zone screaming my head off, and I wasn't alone.
Yeah, no.
Were they just going off out there?
There was a chant of stop calling stupid bleep going for about 20 to 30 seconds. It was directed at one Brian Ferentz.
Yeah, I'm sorry. People who blamed that on Brian Ferentz, I do not been watching the Hawkeyes.
No, That is Kirk.
His fingerprints are all over that.
No, you're right. Oh, that is true as you say that. Yeah.
You know, and once again, what happened, the offense has to depend on the defense to make big plays consistently. And that's okay if it happens all the time, but you can't depend on something like that, you know?
No.
So they need to keep doing what they're doing. The way they've been handling the run game has been a little bit off to me. They've been allowing 100 yards per game, which is a little high for them. But it's not horrible. A lot of teams would love to have that stat, you know? I do like that we're seeing Keegan Johnson and Charlie Jones get involved, Sam Laporta, who I think are all playmakers. And I like to see them keep getting involved. Tyler Goodson, keep doing that. Just I think this is some coaching issues more than the team right now. You know, the team's 8-2 right now, so they're finding a way to win. They're not the glorious number two team in the country like some people thought they were. The fans knew better.
Right.
I think it's going to, you know, you'd love to say, you know, Iowa's favored by 12 again. I'd love to say they're going to blow them out, but I don't think they are. But I do think they'll win by a touchdown, 27-20.
All right.
Sit tight. 2:35 is a slow go anyway. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt will be right back with more fun, including...
Well, we'll get Mal's top musical artist that everybody else seems to love, but she doesn't get. And, of course, we also get a celebrity impression from Mal to go with it. And her pick for the Cyclone Game 2. That's within 10 minutes.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter @MalSportsGal. And hear her on demand at star1025.com.